Listening Library presents Lockwood & Co. The Screaming Staircase by Jonathan Stroud. Read for you by Miranda Raisin. Part 1. The Ghost. Chapter 1. Of the first few hauntings I investigated with Lockwood & Co., I intend to say little, in part to protect the identity of the victims, in part because of the gruesome nature of the incidents, but mainly because in a variety of ingenious ways we succeeded in messing them all up. There, I've admitted it. Not a single one of those early cases ended as neatly as we'd have wished. Yes, the Mortlake horror was driven out, but only as far as Richmond Park, where even now it stalks by night amongst the silent trees. Yes, both the grey spectre of Aldgate and the entity known as the Clattering Bones were destroyed, but not before several further, and I now think unnecessary, deaths. And as for the creeping shadow that haunted young Mrs. Andrews to the imperilment of her sanity and her hemline, wherever she may continue to wander in this world, poor thing, there it follows too. So it was not an exactly unblemished record that we took with us, Lockwood and I, when we walked up the path to 62 Sheen Road on that misty autumn afternoon and briskly rang the bell. We stood on the doorstep with our backs to the muffled traffic and Lockwood's gloved right hand clasped upon the bell pull. Deep in the house, the echoes faded. I gazed at the door, the small sun blisters on the varnish and the scuffs on the letterbox, at the four diamond panes of frosted glass that showed nothing beyond except the darkness. The porch had a forlorn and unused air, its corners choked with the same sodden beech leaves that littered the path and lawn.